This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All right. Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast for thevikingage.com. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Chris Shad, who writes for us here at The Viking Age and a number of other online sports publications. For those of you watching on YouTube, welcome. Make sure to like this video and also subscribe. And also follow us on Twitter at The Viking Age and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheVikingAge. All right, we got the schedule. The 2022 regular season schedule for the Vikings has been released. It looks okay. I feel all right about it. But Chris, you know, what are just some of your initial reactions after seeing the Vikings schedule?
Well, as someone who has looked at the schedule for the past 24 hours, because I may have gotten it early. I think humble brag, right? I think the beginning of the season has some challenges. I do not like the end of the season schedule. You have to go to Green Bay and Chicago at the end of the year. Week 18, Soldier Field. What could possibly go wrong with this team? Everything. You know, it's a schedule. I'm not really too fond of, oh my God, what's this? Because we don't know. I mean, all the teams at the end of the year could suck. I mean, Green Bay could crater. Maybe Aaron Rodgers eats too much G and like has hurt. He'll get locked in the bathroom for a couple of weeks or something. Like, you know, we just don't know how these teams are going to pan out. So for now, it's exciting. Everybody wants to plan their road trips and get their hotels booked and everything. And now people can go ahead and do that. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited to break down all of the games with you right now. And, unveil our way too early season projections.
Just real quick before I do that, they only have one primetime game. I guess the London game counts because it'll be nighttime there.
They have two, don't they?
I'm thinking traditional primetime game because they do have the Thanksgiving one. You're right. Against the Patriots,
and
they have
Monday
night
Philly.
And Monday night Eagles, they have two. Okay, two. And then maybe technically three with the Saints. But they don't have like a traditional Thursday game, like a Thursday night football game on which I guess is on what, Amazon now. And they don't have a traditional Sunday night game because those two are kind of mixed together on Thanksgiving against a Patriots team that they have not defeated since 2000. But of course those games were all against Tom Brady and the Patriots, and this time it'll just be Bill Belichick and the Patriots. But we'll get right into it. So let's go over it. Week one, the Vikings are home inside U.S. Bank Stadium. First game for Kevin O'Connell is against the Green Bay Packers at 3:25 p.m. on Sunday, September 11th. Zadarius Smith facing his old team. Aaron Rodgers just coming into Minnesota. Always a good time. What do you think? Do the Vikings pull it out? I mean, the home openers are always a lot of fun, I guess, for the Vikings. So what do you think? What do you think?
This time of the year, I think most Viking fans are just like, hell yeah, we're going to beat the Packers. Of course we're going to beat the Packers, right? I mean, we're all going to be fired up. Everybody's going to be liquored up. I believe it's a 3:25 kickoff, too.
It is.
So I think everybody is going to be ready to go for that Sunday opener. You know, here's my question coming into week one, and this is going to be a concern with any team. How long is it going to take the Vikings to adapt to Kevin O'Connell? Because there's going to be a new offense, new defensive scheme, a lot of players who have been with Mike Zimmer for a very long time. And a lot of people are going to make fun of me for this, but my biggest concern here is Kirk Cousins, because he's a creature of comfort. How long is it going to take him to get Kevin O'Connell's offense and get comfortable in this offense to get people going? You know, Green Bay coming in, they're going to be good. I know they lost Davante Adams. I know we love making fun of Aaron Rodgers. I already took a shot at him once, but they are going to come in and they're going to have the same system. They're going to have the same pieces. Maybe they need to figure out a wide receiver. But when you have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, that takes a little less work to figure out. So in this game, I'm going to pick the Packers. I think the Vikings will be 0-1 right out of the chute. But it's nothing against, you know, it might be a little bit against who they're playing. But I mean, it's just how quickly is this team going to adapt to a new regime?
Well, I'll take it and spin it the other way. With the Vikings having a new head coach and new coaching staff, not a lot of people know what to expect from their offense and from their defense. So while the Vikings have an advantage going against a Packers team who's had the same coaching staff and the same offense, the Packers, you know, they can guess and you know, look at old tape of the Rams, I guess, and old tapes of the Broncos defense with that Donatell. They can guess what they're going to see, but they don't exactly know. Things could be very different than what they think. So I think that will be an advantage for the Vikings, and they will start off the season with a win at 1-0 against the
Packers. I could see it.
Huh? Yeah, and I also just think US Bank Stadium, when there's fans inside, makes a much bigger difference, because they opened the season against the Packers in 2020, and Rodgers was getting Vikings players to jump off sides because there was no crowd noise. So that was a whole lot of fun. All right, week two, we've already known about it. We talked about it a little on the last episode against the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night, the second game of a Monday night doubleheader at 7:30 p.m. Central on ABC. And this game will be in Philadelphia. What do you got, Chris?
I love what Philadelphia has done this offseason. Like I said, I think it's the plan the Vikings should follow as far as their competitive rebuild goes. I think about the middle of the offensive line in this one. Garrett Bradbury, still the Vikings starting center. Week one, he goes up against Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark actually tweeted a picture of himself dancing, saying Vikings week one. So definitely he's excited to face Garrett Bradbury. And then he's going to go and face Jordan Davis, who might as well be the eater of worlds, the world's largest football player. Yeah. I fear for Garrett Bradbury's safety. So I'm going to go 0-2 for the Vikings. Oh, I'm going to call another loss. I'm going to be negative. But don't worry, things turn around. Just hang on, hey, Vikings fans.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you saw, but Phil Mackey today, Score North's Phil Mackey, said that JC, the Vikings are on JC Treader's shortlist, so maybe Garrett Bradbury won't be the center in these games.
He really wants to sign with the Vikings, doesn't he? Because he's just like, his dad's out there like, I don't know if they want it to happen, it can happen.
He
it's like,
but he wants to get paid
on my
too.
Shortlist.
Yeah, to get paid. But he wants to get money, though, too. He doesn't want to play for like the minimum, which is probably what the Vikings want him to play for, because he's got some questionable knees. Yeah, I've got this game as a loss as well. I like what the Eagles have done this offseason as well, adding A.J. Brown, adding Hassan Reddick to the linebacking core. You know, that was a big free agent pickup for them. Makes their pass rush a lot better. Of course, yeah, adding Jordan Davis in the middle there. And I like Jalen Hurts. Like, he's still pretty young. People like rag on him and stuff, but this is year three for Jalen Hurts. And, you know, you look at guys like, even you look at someone like Josh Allen or Kyler Murray, year three for those guys was huge. So he could make some pretty big steps, especially with A.J. Brown out there. And I just feel like the Eagles, you know, with both teams likely being pretty healthy, I like the Eagles in this matchup being home as well. It gives them an advantage. Hopefully this results in less Vikings fans getting sucker punched in the parking lot than it did in the NFC Championship, but you know, you never know with Philly fans. But a loss for me as well. So 1-1 for me, and what, 0-2 for you?
0-2.
All right. Okay. So the Vikings come back next week. They get a home game against the Detroit Lions on Sunday, September 25th. This is a noon kickoff on Fox. I didn't mention that the Vikings Packers, I think that's the late game of America or whatever on Fox. To kick off the week, I think the number one team might be on that game, because I think the Giants and Titans is the other late game, and I can't imagine that they're going to go to that instead of the Packers-Vikings. Could be wrong, but I think the number one team.
That's Kevin Burkhardt and who?
I don't know if they've decided that yet. Maybe. I don't know if they've decided that yet. It'll be Tom Brady in the future, but not this year.
I'll be at the game, so I don't care, but yeah.
It's PA for you, pretty much. The replays. So the Lions at home, week 3, noon kickoff. What do you got?
Detroit's going to be a little bit improved, but they're still in tank mode. Jared Goff's still their quarterback. You know, Dan Campbell's still there. He's going to get them to play hard. And I'm sure Detroit was a little ticked off that they had the number 2 overall pick in a bad quarterback class. So I think the Vikings take care of it here. You know, one of the things I think we'll see about the Kevin O'Connell regime is they're not going to let teams hang around like Mike Zimmer did towards the end. If they jump up on Detroit, they're going to smash them. And the Vikings are a markedly better team than the Lions right now. So I'm going to give the Vikings the first win here. I'm going to say 1-2 with a W at home.
Yeah, the Vikings won't have to worry about Jameson Williams. I don't think so, at least unless he's like got Adrian Peterson healing powers and he's back that early.
That trade would look even worse if he did.
Yeah, that would not be good. But I don't think they'll do that because he has his entire career ahead of him. So I don't. But it is the Lions, so you never know. But yeah, I think the Vikings right now are a better team than the Lions. I think it could be a close game. The Lions might be a little feisty, but with you, I agree that in the end it'll be the Vikings coming out on top and getting that win to move to. Let's see, you're 1-2, and I've got them at 2-1. So I think they will beat the Lions. On to week 4. The Vikings will be flying across the Atlantic Ocean into London, England, to take on the New Orleans Saints. Not in New Orleans. Sorry, Justin Jefferson. But you'll have to fly to London instead. So terrible. But they're playing the Saints in London. This is, I believe, 8:30 a.m. kickoff on NFL Network on Sunday, October 2nd. What do you think is going to happen, Chris?
Saints are a weird team to figure out because they're doing what the Vikings are doing, but they're doing it at a higher level. They are actually making moves to go all in with young rookies and competitive players. Chris Olave was one of my favorite players of the draft. They should have Michael Thomas back. Alvin Kamara, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with him. I assume he's out of jail after beating somebody up at the Pro Bowl. So he'll be back. And the last time the Vikings saw him, they scored six touchdowns.
Yeah,
I think the Vikings win, though. I just feel like they'll start hitting their stride here. They'll start getting comfortable. It's Kirktober, so we'll have a big game. I'm going to say Vikings win, and they get back to 500.
Yeah, aside from that Christmas, was that Christmas or was it Christmas Eve? I think it was Christmas. That Christmas Day debacle in New Orleans. The Vikings have played pretty well against the Saints in the last few years, you know, Kirk Cousins included. Even in that game where they got blown out, Justin Jefferson played pretty well. Adam Thielen's always played pretty well. Dalvin Cook has played well against the Saints. So I think they will get the win too. And the fact that the Vikings don't have to play in New Orleans is huge. This is a big break for the Vikings because that's a very tough place to play. And they get to go to London, where I feel like the Vikings actually have a pretty good following. Not that it'll matter because the crowd will be just full of every fan base. But I think the Vikings will get a win. I'm just Jameis Winston is their quarterback? Maybe? Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they draft him?
I believe.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
I think they might have signed some.
Not of note, but yeah.
I don't think they probably should have, but they didn't. And we don't know about like Michael Thomas. He sounds like he's ready to come back, but he's not. He's been out for a long time. So I'll take the Vikings in this one. So I've got the Vikings starting 3-1, and you've got them at 2-2. All right, week 5. Here's a really, really weird game. Week 5 at home against the Bears. Not week 18, week 5 at home against the Bears. The Vikings and the Bears. I believe it's a noon kickoff time on Fox, Sunday, October 9th. So they don't have a bye after the London game, but you know, if you ask some people, they still get a bye because they're playing the Bears. So what do you got for this game, Chris?
You know, this is a very fortunate time to play the Bears, considering you're flying all the way back from London. So playing a lesser opponent, because the Bears are in full tank mode right now. I don't know who Justin Fields is going to be throwing the football to. There's a lot of holes on that team, a lot of rookies.
Ooh, I think they just signed Tajae Sharpe. Did you see that? I think they just signed Tajae Sharpe.
Fourth and one weapon, Tajae Sharpe. And Byron Pringle, the donut master, out there. This is going to be a win. I think the Vikings, this will probably be closer than we all want it to be just because of the jet lag factor. But I think the Vikings get a win and they go to 3-2.
Yeah, I think it'll be close too. Interesting stat I found when doing some research on this. This is the earliest the Vikings have played a home game against the Bears since 2006. So, like, they played the Bears in, like, either the last game of the season or, like, after week 14 or 15 for, like, 15 years in a row. But not this year. It's week 5. It's, you know, so switching it up a little bit. But, yeah, I'm with you. I don't see the Bears. You know, maybe later on the season they can get a little frisky and pull an upset. But early in the season, I see the Vikings pulling this out. So I have the Vikings starting 4-1. And you have them, what, 3-2 now?
3-2.
All right. On to week 6. They have to travel to South Florida to face the Miami Dolphins for a Sunday noon kickoff on Fox. What do you got for this one, Chris?
This is my trap game before the bye. I don't know why. Miami's going to be hot. A lot of Vikings fans are going to make the trip because they always go down to warm places like this. But I just don't feel good about it. I don't know why. I saw the clip of Tua trying to throw a deep ball to Tyreek Hill, and he had to, like, stand there until it, like, got to him. So I don't think that's good. Mike McDaniel.
I like their coach.
Yeah. I mean, he's funny in press conferences. We'll see what happens when he's running a football team. But yeah. I think Miami wins. I think it's just gut feeling. I think the Vikings will – I mean, we'll all be excited about them after winning 3 straight, and then they'll drop one in Miami and we'll go into the bye like, oh.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Miami's going to win. I think they're going to be an underrated team this year. I feel like a lot of people are already counting them out because they're like, oh, they got all these pieces, but they have Tua. And it's like, well, they can still win with, like they got a really smart coach, and he can put them in positions to play really well. I like their coach. I think he could turn out to be maybe the best hire of the offseason as far as new head coaches go. Obviously, they got Tyreek Hill. I like Chase Edmonds. They just signed him from the Cardinals. That's a sneaky signing that they had, the running back there. And their defense is pretty good. So, yeah, I think the Dolphins will beat the Vikings because also it's going to be hot. They're going to put them – the Dolphins, I think they strategically have the away bench, like, with the sun just like beaming on the bench. So it like ruins the away team's life.
Yes, they should. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
You do whatever you want. So yeah, I have this as a loss as well. So for me, the Vikings will move to 4-2. And what does that make? 3-3 for you? 3-3. Okay. Yeah. 3-3. All right. All right.
So Mr. Negative over here.
So yeah. So I was gonna say I'm the optimistic one. All right, week 7 they got the bye. That's not terrible. I like that. I like week 7. It's pretty much
can't lose.
Like week seven to ten. You can't really lose with that bye. So I'm happy with that. A little worried about it not being right after the London game, but I don't think byes start until week 6 with the 17 game schedule. So they can't even have a bye after that, no matter what.
Did I see it right? New Orleans doesn't have a bye until week 14.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
They go to London that and then they
sucks. Don't
yeah, right? Right?
That yeah. is brutal. But that's, okay.
Why is that even an option? Like, I don't know. I guess they want to have a certain amount of games every week, so they got to spread it out. All right, the Vikings return from their bye in week 8. They're home, so they don't have to go very far. They play the Arizona Cardinals, who by week 8 will have DeAndre Hopkins back on the field. He was suspended 6 games, and he will be back for this game against the Vikings. This is a Sunday game, noon kickoff at home inside US Bank Stadium. What do you say, Chris? What do you got in this one?
Yeah, it's unfortunate they're going to have to face DeAndre Hopkins. Could have gotten a nice little break at the beginning of the schedule, but that's okay. I actually like the first 6 weeks, even though I have them 3-3. I think there's a couple of swing games in there that they can wind up winning and have a better record than the 3-3 I'm predicting. I think this is where the Vikings start to heat up a little bit after the bye. They're comfortable with KOC's offense. They're starting to feel it on defense. And I also think this is the Arizona Raiders, because I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is a very good coach. I think Kyler Murray is sick of everything that's going on over there. And J.J. Watt, brother of T.J. and Derek, will have a torn pectoral muscle by this time of the year.
I was going to say he's going to be hurt.
The Vikings. Something will explode on his body again, and everybody will be pretend to be shocked.
Yeah, the Cardinals, I believe, their first three games of the year are against the Chiefs, on the road against the Raiders, and against the Rams. So they are starting off with a brutal schedule. So they could already be like out for the count by the time they play the Vikings. But yeah, I had this as a win as well. You know, the Vikings, they should have beat the Cardinals last year, you know, if not for Greg Joseph missing that last second field goal. They had a pretty, what were they up, like 22-7 at one point?
Yep, and then they took their foot off the gas. Yeah. Right. I don't think that'll be a problem here. Yeah.
So yeah, I think this game will be inside US Bank Stadium. So I think they'll you know, it'll be easier for them. Not that I don't think Arizona is a very tough place to play. That, you know, they have fans, but it's not like no one's ever like, oh no, Arizona.
It's a retirement community. You know, anybody who's there is probably, you know, from
the snowbirds. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have this as a win too. And in my predictions that you cannot see up on the Viking Age right now, is that in the end, the Vikings will get another opportunity to make a last second field goal to win, but this time they will hit it through the uprights. So I have
Did
that
you write a
win.
Script for the Viking Age?
Like sometimes I do. Sometimes I do that.
You're the Vince McMahon of the Viking universe.
Sometimes, like, yeah. And then I just fire
him. Pal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I've tried to fire Kirk Cousins and that hasn't worked. So so I got the Vikings 5-2, and you have them at what, 4-3?
Yeah.
So
4-3.
Week 9, they start a little bit of a road trip. Week 9 is on the road against the Washington Commanders, now known as the Commanders in Washington. Do not know if Daniel Snyder will be the owner when this game happens. Who knows? But this game will be Sunday, noon kickoff. Lots of noon kickoffs for the Vikings this year, which I don't think is a bad thing. So what do you think about this? On the road against Washington. Kirk Cousins' first trip back to Washington as a Viking.
That's what I have in my notes. Kirk Cousins' revenge game. This can go one of two ways. It's not in Kirktober. So, I mean, if this was Kirktober, woo, this would be fun. Yeah. But it is just outside of Kirktober. So he's either going to throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns, or the wheels are going to come off, and this will be one of those what the hell Kirk games. Mm. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, you know, with that, with Kevin O'Connell not screaming at him with every mistake he makes, I think he lets it loose a little bit, and I think the Vikings get a win here. They, like I said, they start to get hot.
You talked about trap games with the Dolphins earlier. I think this game is going to be kind of a trap game where the Commanders that might be like 2-4 or like 3-4 around this time, and the Vikings and the fans, we might look past this game and be like, oh, it's Carson Wentz and Washington. They're not good. They're not going to win the division or make the playoffs or anything. And then Ron Rivera has good teams. Like, they're always going to compete. I hardly like ever see his teams get blown out. So they're always usually in games. I have this as a loss for the Vikings. I don't know if it's going to be Kirk. Yeah, Kirk pooping his pants or whatever on the field, or something else. Also, Kevin O'Connell's return to Washington because he was the offensive coordinator for the Washington. Again, were they the football team or they were the other name? I think they were the other name when he was there.
They're the other name.
But he was the offensive coordinator for Washington. So a reunion for there too. But I like Chase Young. You know, Carson Wentz, say what you will about him last year on the Colts. He put up some good numbers. He had like a Kirk Cousins-esque kind of season last year where he put up really good numbers and the rest of the team didn't do so hot. So you never know what could happen with him. But I have this as a sneaky loss for the Vikings. So I got them at 5-3. Do they have the same one?
Yeah, 5-3.
Wait, we both have 5-3.
Okay. I have 5-3 right now, yep.
All right. Second week in a row on the road, the Vikings travel to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills Sunday. Guess what? Noon kickoff on Fox. A November game in Buffalo for the Vikings. What do you got?
God, the weather is going to suck up there, but this would be one of the best road trips to take. Oh, their stadium's sure. A dump. Their weather is awful. But, God, I would pay for the opportunity to jump through a flaming table or even just channel my inner wrestling fan and scream, get the tables! Buffalo might go to the Super Bowl. They got to play Stephon Diggs, who I'm sure he won't be motivated for this game. It's just one of those things you just run into a buzzsaw. So I'm calling a loss here.
Yeah, I have this as a loss as well. Yes, Stephon Diggs will be very motivated to play the Vikings if he's healthy. Never know. He could pull a groin or something. He does that from time to time. Yeah, in Buffalo, I feel like if it was in, even if the game was in Minnesota, I feel like the Vikings would have a tough time with the Bills. You know, Josh Allen, he's done really well, you know. Congrats to him. I think a lot of people doubted him. I definitely did. I didn't think he was going to be the guy that he turned out to be. Good for him. They drafted James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother, so there'll be a little battle there too. And they have good defense. And yeah, like you said, I think, you know, a lot of people are going to be picking the Bills to either at least make, and maybe some would pick them to win the Super Bowl. So they're just, the Vikings and Bills are just at like two different points in their, you know, development. So I have the Vikings losing to the Bills, which, you know, I guess we both have them at 5-4 now.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right. So week 11, after that little two-game road trip, they come back home to face the Dallas Cowboys. A 3:25 kickoff Sunday on CBS. So the Cowboys at home. Week 11. What do you got?
Get Tony Romo in the booth. Jim.
I don't think so. I think there's like a stat or something that whenever Jim Nance and like the number one CBS group is like the Vikings are terrible whenever they have those guys. So no, I don't want them.
I mean, yeah, when Cooper Rush is starting again. Like this game just gives you PTSD. I was at the Dallas Halloween game and let's just say I let out the loudest, most aggressive F-bomb I've ever dropped. And I have an extensive history of loud, aggressive Chris Shad F-bombs.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. But this is going to be a marquee game, 3:25 start. Everybody's going to be nervous. I just don't think Dallas is that good. Like, they're gonna win the East because there's no team in that division that's even maybe Philly. Like maybe Dallas and Philly, they'll go head to head.
I'd say Philly. Yeah.
Yeah, Philly. Yeah, yeah. So screw Dallas. Yeah. So yeah, I think the Vikings will win.
Yeah, I have this as a win too. I just think the Cowboys are getting too. I don't think they're going to be. They could be decent this year, but I feel like this is the year where everyone's going to get fed up with Mike McCarthy. He'll be out.
Sean Payton's going to take over, baby.
Sean Payton to the Panthers, apparently. That's the rumor today, that the Panthers are going to go after Sean Payton next year. Yeah. So they're going to back up the Brinks truck for Sean Payton. Kellen
doesn't have multiple Quinn? Brinks trucks at his house. He'll just like walk out the front door and be like, there's five large trucks with a lot of money in front of my house. which one do I choose?
Yeah, who's the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys?
Is it
Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore. I said Kellen Quinn. That's a singer for an emo band. Kellen Moore. Yeah, he'll probably step in and be the new coach. Or don't they still have who's the old Falcons coach that's their defensive coordinator?
Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
And neither of them got jobs. Maybe
Dan Quinn turned down. I think he turned down. He might have. I thought he was like the lead guy for the Broncos job. I think he might have turned it down. Yeah, does he look stupid now that they got Russell Wilson? Man. But yeah, I had this as a win. I just think the Vikings will be kind of itching to get a win after losing to, in my view, the Commanders and the Bills. So they'll be looking to get the things back on track. But then in week 12, they have a short week. They will play on Thanksgiving for the first time since 2017 against the New England Patriots. Good news, this game will be inside US Bank Stadium. So that'd be kind of a fun game to go to, I guess, if you live Minnesota, because it is at 7:20. So you know you have your Thanksgiving, you have your dessert, and then you go watch some football. So yeah, New England Patriots, Thanksgiving night. It's the late Thanksgiving game. So 7:20 kickoff on NBC, I believe, is with what, Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth now. So what do you got?
I think the Patriots overachieved last year. And I mean, I look at that roster and it's still like, okay, you have no receivers. You took Cole Strange, who doesn't even have a doctor in the first round. I'm just going to beat that joke until it dies. You know, I mean, the game's at home. I'm going to give them a win. I think the Vikings win this game. I think the Patriots kind of, I don't know. I don't think this will be the last year of Bill Belichick, because they're not going to fire him. Like, that just looks awful.
He'll be a step down guy. After this season, Bill Belichick is stepping down.
Doing that.
Yeah, right.
That's Jets fans.
I have this as a loss, just based on the guy that you mentioned, Bill Belichick. And I think we talked about before we started doing the predictions. Vikings are the Patriots are 5-1 against the Vikings since 2000, with their last win coming in 2000. So it's been a long time since the Vikings beat the Patriots. Now, all of those games did have Tom Brady as the quarterback, so there will be a big difference. But you still have Bill Belichick in there, who in the past, like some of the defenses that he's thrown at the Vikings have just been ridiculous. I think I remember, like, it was when did they play him last? Was it when? Was it
2018.
But that's when Thielen got in, like, the shouting match with him, right?
Yep. Bracketed Jason Thielen.
Yep. And I think I remember, like, at times they had like one or two man fronts, like on the defensive line, and like they had like five or six guys on like one side. And I'm like, what are they doing? So yeah, I think the Vikings will be the turkeys on Thanksgiving, and they will lose to the Patriots. So I have them at what? Let's see. 6-5, and you have them at
7-4.
Oh man, look at you! Now you're the optimistic one.
I know. Well, stop being so negative over here, boy. Before I do it, before we move on, I just want to ask, tailgate. If you're doing the Thanksgiving tailgate, what food do you need to have there?
Oh, what, like, what's my dish?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm a stuffing guy. I'm a stuffing. Like,
stuffing's good.
Like terrible boxed stovetop stuffing. Like, no. That's all I need. But I'm a pie. I like.
Okay.
I'm a pie guy too. Like, I stick around for the pie. Like, we got, like, my wife makes like a mixed berry pie. Okay. It's like crumble on top, so yeah, like graham cracker. Yeah I'm more of the dessert, but we do like the turkey. Actually, you know what, my family, we have steak on Thanksgiving because no one really likes turkey.
Yeah,
so we have steak.
Right, my dad actually smokes a pork shoulder on
there you
Thanksgiving.
Go
so and he does turkey too, and I mean, I have a little bit of turkey because, you know, whatever, but I mean, it's not something I have to have. Two staples: mac and cheese, even though it's not Thanksgiving food. So you got to have that at tailgate. And you got to have green bean casserole, which I know you live out west. I don't know if you know what that is. You basically dump a whole bunch of green beans with a whole bunch of cream of mushroom soup and some fried onions, and you throw it in the oven, and it's amazing. My sister tried to make it with fresh green beans one year, and it was awful because I need it like processed slop.
Frozen.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to get off track. I just, you know, Thanksgiving, you got to have that conversation.
And mac and cheese, you can, I think that's a Thanksgiving food. It qualifies.
Love mac and cheese.
There's no guidelines. I think it's in the last few years, it's picked up steam as an entrant in the Thanksgiving family. All right. After Thanksgiving, they have a little mini bye, so they get some extra time to rest for their next opponent, which, you know, might be their toughest of the year.
Settle.
At home against the New York Jets.
I have one note. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I have one note on this game, so we'll make up for lost time. The Jets are so freaking bad. Like, I don't care about their draft. Everybody's like, they got Garrett Wilson, they got Jermaine Johnson.
It's not good if you win the draft.
Damn thing. Yeah. I didn't know Garrett Johnson or Garrett. I don't even know his name. Garrett Wilson. Doesn't, as The Rock once said, it doesn't matter what your name is. I didn't even know he was a real person until 2 weeks before the draft. Okay. So, like,
the made up name.
If he blows up, like, everybody could just make fun of me and light up my Twitter or whatever. The Vikings are going to roll in this game. This isn't even going to be close. Win 8-4.
I think the Jets are heading in the right direction. I think they are. But I still think they're like a year or two away. Because I think they have a good GM. I like their head coach. I like Robert Saleh. He's not like a disaster like some of the past Jets coaches. But yeah, they're nowhere close to being ready. I feel like they could win like 7 games is probably like their ceiling next season. But yes, I have this game as a win. Good game to kind of help them get back on track. It does feel a little bit like a trap game, but it's a little too trappy to be trapped. If you lose to the Jets, then you can be like, all right, let's just rest everyone till next season because we're not making the playoffs. So I got them as a win at 7-5, and you have them at what, 8-4?
8-4.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
Here we go.
Final stretch. We got what, 4 games left? Week 14, maybe 5 games. Week 14 on the road. Go back to the scene of the crime, to the Detroit Lions.
LOL.
Sunday. Guess what? Noon kickoff. On Fox, what do you got?
Can I mention that I'm really excited for Hard Knocks? Like, I saw the clip of Jamal Williams.
I keep
Williams
forgetting, and then I'm like, yes.
Jamal Williams is just like, I don't give
a fuck. I heard that.
I mean, him, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff was actually kind of funny just because he didn't know what direction the sun rose when he was on Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
that was like with the Rams a couple of years ago. I think the Vikings really should have won this game last year. I think Detroit's not ready. Well, they'll have to deal with Jameson Williams at this point, but whatever. I think they'll be tanking for Bryce Young to pair with Jameson Williams at this point. So it's a win for the Vikings. 9-4.
If Cameron Dantzler knew where the goal line was, they would have won the game last year. But apparently that's too much to ask for from a defensive back, but he did have a good PFF grade, so that's great. But apparently still has to figure out, apparently knowing where the goal line doesn't factor into your PFF grade.
That should be like the bankrupt space on Wheel of Fortune. You know, you go there and like all your PFF things just do zero.
But yeah, I have this as a win too, because I feel like there's been times during the Zimmer era where they kind of underestimated the Lions, and then the Lions would come in and kind of, you know, smack them in the mouth and give them a loss, like last year when they had 0 wins and the Vikings lost to the Lions. So, but I think Kevin O'Connell will have this team. I hopefully think that he will have them better prepared to not underestimate the Lions. And it could be a close game because it's a divisional game. But I think the Vikings will win and sweep the season series against the Lions. Originally, I did have this as a loss, but then I kind of looked at it more and I'm like, no, they can't lose the Lions. So I have them at 8-5 and you got them at 9-4. Oh my goodness. All right, here we go. Four more games. Stay with us, people. Week 15 against the Colts at home. Now, the Vikings posted on their schedule. They have no idea when this game is taking place. It could be Saturday, Sunday, December 17th, December 18th. They don't even know the time or when it's going to be on. So it's going to be on like, it's going to be like on Reddit or something streaming on like a Friday night. But no, it'll probably be on Saturday or Sunday. So the Colts at home. What do you think? I got some feelings about this game. What do you think?
It's going to be like one of those Monday Night Raw tag team matches where, like, you know, the Vikings just practicing and like Jonathan Taylor just shows up with Matt Ryan. And
yeah,
then now we will have a NFL game Monday night. Yeah.
Is Matt Ryan Sting in this scenario? Is he the old?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I have Jonathan Taylor written in all caps in my notes. Because I don't know if the Vikings can stop him. I don't know if anybody can stop him. Jonathan Taylor is the closest thing that we have in this league since Adrian Peterson. So he is a beast and the Vikings could not stop the run last year. So I have this as a loss. I think this, everybody's going to get all high and mighty at 9-4. And then Jonathan Taylor is going to run our ass over. So I'm a big Jonathan Taylor guy, even though he's a Badger. So
I have this as a loss too, but mostly because of Matt Ryan. Like, and it's not like Matt Ryan's like strikes fear into like people when he gets on the field, but he's a lot better quarterback than Carson Wentz, and he gets to play for a team now that actually has talent. He's been with the Falcons for the last few years, and they have done nothing to help him. Like, I don't even know if they were trying to tank. They've just been terrible. Like, Cordell Patterson's your running back. So like Matt Ryan gets to play with a team with a good running back, a great offensive line, good receivers, a good defense. Like, the Colts could do what this might sound crazy, but the Colts could do what the Rams did last year. I feel like they could, you know, they get on a roll. I feel like they have the potential to go on a little bit of a run, because the AFC, I feel like everyone's just going to beat each other up, and the Colts are in the AFC South, and like that's not a difficult division. So I could see the Colts making some noise, and I have them beating the Vikings in this game whenever it takes place, Saturday or Sunday. So I have the Vikings at 8-6, and you have them at what, 9-5?
9-5.
All right, three games to go. Week 16 is the final home game for the Vikings. This will be against the New York Giants on Christmas Eve. I'm very thankful for the Vikings because my son's birthday is on Christmas, so I do not have to pretend like I'm going to pay attention to my son's birthday if the Vikings are playing on Christmas. They're not. They're on Christmas Eve. I know, great parenting right there. Noon kickoff on Fox against the Giants. What do you think?
The Giants got some work to do too. Both New York teams. I mean, I like what the Giants did in the draft too, getting Kayvon Thibodeau and whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Evan Neal.
That's his name. I couldn't think of his name. They still need some work. I mean, Daniel Jones could still be a turnover machine. I'm interested to see how he reacts to Brian Daboll, but I don't think it'll be enough. I mean, this is basically a tank scenario for a quarterback next year. So, at this point of the year, I think they'll be checked out. I think the Vikings get an easy win at home.
Yeah. Listen, they got Saquon Barkley's returning, but who knows what kind of shape he'll be in. They also have, who's the receiver that they signed last year from the Lions?
Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, like, and he did nothing. But I like Brian Daboll.
He always does.
I like Brian Daboll. I like the coach they hired. But yes, I believe that they are like similar to the Jets. They're about probably a year or two away from making any sort of noise. Although I do believe they could have some games where they keep things close and competitive, maybe have a few upsets, because I just like, you know, what Brian Daboll was he was able to turn Josh Allen from like this terrible, like he was athletic, but he couldn't throw the ball like accurately. And now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I don't know exactly if he had a lot to do with that or other people, but I feel like he could help Daniel Jones at least get a little better and not be such a turnover machine. But yeah, I got the Vikings winning this game, Christmas Eve at home. This feels like, doesn't this game kind of feel though, like, you know, you think of like the Colts game a couple years ago, late in December where they're home. I think Adrian Peterson returned that game and they got blown out. What was the game last year where the crowd was super quiet? Was that the Rams game?
Rams.
In December?
Yeah, Christmas hangover.
Yeah, yeah. So let's not do that again. Okay? Let's get out there and let's do some. Come on, let's go. All right, so I got them at 9-6. You got them at 10-5. You already have them with double digit wins before their final two games. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Yeah, Mr. Positive right here.
All right, week 17. Green Bay Packers. I feel like this game, it's a late game, so it could be flex Sunday night depending on how each team is doing at this point. But for now. New Year's Day, Sunday, 3:25 kickoff on CBS at the Green Bay Packers. What do you think?
We'll know a lot more about the Packers at this time. I don't know how the Davante Adams thing is going to work out. If somebody steps up, Christian Watson is good. If maybe Alan Lazard takes that number one receiver role and runs with it, I don't know what's going to happen there. I think their defense will be good. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers, like I said, Matt LaFleur is still there, and they're a very good regular season team. I have this as a loss. Going into Green Bay, it's going to be cold. A lot of things not in the Vikings' favor. Yeah, I think Green Bay is going to win here, and the Vikings drop to 10-6.
Oddly enough, the Vikings have had, you know, a decent amount of success in Green Bay the last few years. They only have two losses in their last five games. One was a tie, so whatever. 2-2, 2-2-1. But still, in Green Bay, division rival, the Packers have clearly been better than the Vikings the last few years. But when they go to Green Bay, they seem to, you know, step their game up at least. So I have the Vikings win this game. I have them, I guess I have the Vikings sweeping the Packers this year, which would be a good start to Kevin O'Connell's coaching career in Minnesota. If he sweeps the Packers, he'd certainly get a few free drinks at the bar next time he went. So I have the Vikings beating the Packers, and I have them. So I think we might be back to the same record now, 10-6, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. 10-6. Here we go. Final game. Can you guess the opponent for their final game?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, well, but here's a trick. It's a trick, though. Down the road. It's not a U.S. Bank Stadium. This game is also, you know, to be determined. Could be Saturday, could be Sunday, could be noon, could be 3:25, could be on.
The Bears have the money in the bank contract and they just do it in the middle of the night or something.
Yeah, could be on Nickelodeon. Who knows? All right, so the Bears away. Final game of the season. 10-6. What? Feels like if they're
Soldier Field.
It feels like if they're 10-6, like there could be a scenario, you know, win and get in or win and win the North. So what do you think?
What could go wrong, right?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I've learned. So the Vikings credit, they have won the last couple of times at Chicago. The Bears have been bad enough that even though the Vikings have just been downright weird when they play there. They've lost. Chicago is bad enough. I could see that happening, but I never pick the Vikings at Soldier Field. I just learned it. I just never do it. So I'm calling a loss and I'm saying they finished 10-7, wow. Which that's on par for this franchise.
That's hilarious. Cause I have it as a loss too. So we both picked them to finish 10-7.
See, you're more positive than me though, because you have the Vikings sweeping the Packers. And I have the Packers sweeping the Vikings.
Right.
So people will come after me, ask me why I'm negative. And I don't know. Like I said, that first game, man, that's they come out and they beat the Packers, fine. But
yeah, I don't know. And then I have them starting fast, kind of going on a little bit of a losing streak in the middle, and you kind of have the opposite where they start a little slower and have a little heat up in the middle. But we both came to 10-7, losing to the Bears in the final game. And I, in my article that I wrote with the predictions, I have them, you know, instead of controlling their own destiny to get in the playoffs, which, because I feel like if they, this is going to be like a win and in scenario, you know, they're going to have to rely on other teams to win or lose in true Vikings fashion to get in the playoffs. This feels like a Josh McCown, Nate Poole, Cardinals 2000, was that 3-4? I think it was 3.
Oh, 3.
I think, yeah,
so. Yeah, because 04 was the Dante year, yeah.
It was. 04 was the moon, shoot the moon. So 03, yeah, this, I maybe we're just, you know, so used to all this just carnage to our feelings that we're just setting up our own funeral, I guess, for the Vikings next season. But yeah, 10-7. You got a 10-7. Somebody dropped a question here in the chat, and I just want to go over this before we get done.
Sure. The Vikings going to be good this year.
Are the Vikings
10-7 is good. If they went 10-7, I'd be okay with that. I would consider that good, right? Did you consider the 2019 team good? I did. So, are they going to be great this year?
No. Yeah. But
I don't think so.
But based on everything they've said this offseason, like, are you satisfied with 10-7? Because they're like, we're going to be super competitive. We're going to keep Kirk Cousins. We're going to ride with him. Like, 10-7 seems like a failure to me.
Super competitive. I don't know. Yeah. That could have just been the Wolves just talking, too.
It definitely
maybe
was.
Maybe they see 10 wins as super competitive.
They're businessmen, so they know how to say things without saying things.
And what are they competing toward? Are they competing toward a playoff spot? Are they competing toward a Super Bowl?
Pick.
Yeah. Are they competing? As Matthew Collar says, are they going to have the natural tank? Because they have a lot of players that are pushing 30 or over 30. So that's another scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. So 10-7. I didn't predict if they made the playoffs or not. I'll just say right now, no, I don't think they will. I think they'll be left on the outside.
I think 10 wins is good enough to get the 7th seed.
Think so.
I think they'll get the 7th seed and lose in the first round.
So Mr. Negative picks the Vikings to make the playoffs.
And lose. They'll focus on, oh, you think you're going to lose in the first round. Well,
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. What 7th seed? I don't think a 7th seed is one.
No.
I don't think a 7th seed is one. Since...
They haven't even been close.
No, because it was the Eagles last year. I don't even know who the one was. The
Bears the year before.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So
yeah.
7th seed means nothing anymore. You might as well just not make playoffs. But yeah, that's all we got today. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of more predictions and stuff up on the Viking Age. I'm sure Chris will do some stuff for zone coverage. Bring me the news as well, so keep an eye out for that stuff. Make sure to like this video, subscribe if you haven't already, follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. But until next time, which will be Monday, Chris and excuse me, I'm getting choked up because we're talking about the Vikings missing the playoffs. Chris and I, we'll talk to you later.